This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
And we start on the Cowboys with Donovan Lewis, middays 96.7, the ticket. Dallas sitting now at 2-2 in the NFC East after they beat the Giants in primetime. But Donovan, that was kind of a hold-your-nose win against New York, wasn't it?
Boy, I don't think I've heard it described like that. But yes, I think you're right. It is a hold-your-nose, just trying to survive against a bad team. And you needed that win. Leading up to it, we all said it was a must-win 4 weeks into the season, and that's exactly what it was, and that's exactly what they had to go get. So while it wasn't pretty, it was definitely needed, and now we got to see if they can sustain some type of defensive stand against the run like they showed against the Giants.
So Donovan, it looks like they're a little bit beat up now. Give us some injury updates.
Well, DeMarcus Lawrence was placed on IR, so he'll be out at least 4 weeks, but they expect that to be a lot longer than 4 weeks. Micah, they're still listed as doubtful, but I just don't think he's going to play. He looked really hobbled when he got off the bus on that Thursday night coming back from New York. So everyone's expecting him to miss at least Pittsburgh and maybe Detroit. And if he does, then yes, this defense is going to be hobbled without their top two pass rushers. And everyone thought that the strength of this team was the pass rush on defense. And now you've lost the two guys that can get to the quarterback. So it's going to be a struggle on Sunday night against Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I saw you guys sign K.J. Henry, former commander they drafted out of Clemson in the fifth round off of a practice squad. So
finally signed a Henry. It wasn't Derek, but it was
the exact right Henry is here.
Probably not the Henry right. You guys wanted. What do you think about the matchup, just personnel-wise, the way the Steelers want to play, the way Dallas plays, and how that lays out? Sunday night football this weekend.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because Justin Fields is probably the most dangerous runner that they have. I know they had some injuries to Warren and Harris. I don't know their availability. But if you keep Justin Fields in the pocket, then I think you have a chance, which may do a little – it sounds weird, but if you're not just totally able to rush the passer, maybe he sits back in the pocket, and that's maybe your best chance to win it. So as long as he doesn't get outside and can use his legs, I seriously think the Cowboys can have a chance in that game. But if he gets outside with their inability to stop the run, you know, the couple weeks before, it's still like they fixed it against the Giants. But I don't think the Giants have anyone like Justin Fields who's able to get outside and run. Even Daniel Jones can't do that. So they still have their issues with that. So I think the strategy is to try to keep him in the pocket and make him use his arm. If they can do that, then I think they'll be able to survive defensively. Now, on the other side, man, that Pittsburgh defense is really good. And the Cowboys offense, even in their wins, they just haven't been that impressive. So unless they can run the football, which they haven't shown the ability to do that, and they can get someone else involved other than CeeDee Lamb to kind of loosen it up, I think they're going to have their issues scoring the football against Pittsburgh this week. So it should be an interesting matchup.
Donovan, where's the Dak Prescott approval rating? I'm thinking of like those old school applause meters where the guys are going up and down from a 0 to 100. Where are we at?
Man, that is a great question. It is one of those, like, it seems like everyone in Dallas has a lower approval rating because they just have seen so many years of him not being able to get it done when it matters the most. But overall, and you know, in the NFL, he's a really good quarterback, and you got to have a guy like that in order to try and get to the place where you haven't been. So it's one of those, I don't want to evade the question, but I guess it's about maybe 60-65% approval rating. But man, I think sometimes that goes even lower than halfway when you ask Cowboy fans around here.
Is there a thought that they're good?
No. It's not. They're going to have to show – seriously, they're going to have to prove it to their fan base and probably prove it to themselves that they're good. Now, the only asterisk you can put on it is the fact that it doesn't appear that the NFC East, anyone's going to run away. Like, Washington's been really good, but can they sustain it? And Philadelphia is what Philadelphia is, and they feel like that they're going to be up and down also. So it doesn't feel like you need to have an 11, 12, 13-win year to win the NFC East. So even if you're at 9-10 wins, that may get you the opportunity to make the playoffs, and you know, anything goes when it comes to the playoffs. So I think that's the only saving grace to what everyone feels is just pretty much an average team.
Well, remember, the Commanders don't punt, so.
Right, exactly right. They can use that roster spot for someone else, so they don't use that. So, yeah, no, it's interesting to see if they can sustain this, and what they're doing right now with Cliff Kingsbury and that offense is how it's going to be. Whew, boy, that's something I don't think anyone expected this year. So it feels like if that's the case, then the Cowboys have got to step it up. And now they have their roughest part of the schedule right in front of them right now. So it gets interesting. Everyone thought maybe they'll be 2-2. Going into this week against Pittsburgh, but then it's Detroit, then it's San Francisco, then it's Atlanta, then it's Houston, then it's Philadelphia. This is a gauntlet for the Cowboys to try to prove themselves.
Donovan, thank you as always, man. Have a great week.
My pleasure.
See you, buddy. Darris, hit that Eagles sounder, please.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Tom Kelly on WIP. Kind enough to join us to talk about Philadelphia. Tom, give me kind of a system check here. Is it glass half full? I know that's funny talking about Philly fans, but is glass half full because they're in it without some of their best players, or is the sky is falling, cancel the rest of the season?
Yeah, it's more of the latter after that game on Sunday. I mean, a terrible performance from the defense. We knew the defense wasn't going to be that good. But the real concerning thing, guys, is Jalen Hurts. I mean, the turnovers, 7 turnovers now in 4 games for him to start the year. He just is not protecting the football. And we know with the Eagles, they're built around the offense. If they're not going to score a ton of points, they're not going to win a lot of games. And even without the injuries, I mean, Jalen can't be turning the ball over. That's the big concern here right now.
So I'm trying not to beat up on Hurts that much because he's got no weapons right now either. I mean, Jahan Dotson was starting and is not getting targets or catches. You don't have the wide receivers. It's Barkley and pray for rain, basically. Having said that, I mean, there's basically been one year that's not like the others for Jalen Hurts when you really look at it. It's that MVP caliber year where Philly got to the Super Bowl. Everything else has been very different, and it feels like that's just the outlier. Is that overstated?
No, it's not. And I think there's an extra, I guess, sense of anxiety for Eagles fans coming off the Carson situation. I mean, you guys had Carson down there, and it was very similar trajectory, where his second year was so incredible, he never reached those heights again. And you don't want to immediately kind of make that comparison, but with what we saw from Carson Wentz, what we're seeing now from Jalen, them having the same kind of problems, it's hard to not let that thought enter your mind.
Tom, let's just come to an agreement that we just won't mention Carson Wentz for both of our benefits anymore. Like, just for fun. Like, just never say his name again. No, all good. You mentioned the defense. I thought this group would be a little bit better. I didn't think good by any stretch of the imagination, and they certainly had their moments. I didn't think it'd be back to that, like, 80 sack as a team thing they did a couple of seasons ago, but I thought they'd be better than last year. How disappointing has it been? Where's room for improvement? Give me kind of state of the union there.
Yeah, it's been really disappointing. I mean, the big signing on defense was Bryce Huff from the Jets. They gave him 3 years, $51 million, 17 per year. And he has, I think, 1 tackle in 4 games, hasn't had a quarterback hit, hasn't had a sack. And, I mean, that's a huge issue considering you traded Hassan Reddick, and we know his situation right now. But, yeah, they're not getting enough pressure off the edge. And unless that changes, it's hard to see this defense really improving in a significant way.
An early bye in week 5 is normally a bummer, just stinks, right? But the way it lays out here with how banged up they are, might actually be perfect to regroup, come out of the bye. They've got the Browns, the Giants. We'll see what the Bengals are at that point. But I know the Jaguars are soon thereafter. Is this working out potentially about as well as it could for them right now at 2-2?
Yeah, and I think that's kind of the hope, is we all thought it would be the early bye, but considering the injury situation, you hope after the bye you get A.J. Brown back, you get Devontae Smith back, and you're in a much better spot. So that's kind of the thinking at this point, is this bye, even though it didn't seem like it was coming at a great time before the season, it certainly seems like it is now.
You got to go to the betting window this afternoon. Would you bet on or against the Eagles winning this division this year?
Honestly, right now I'd probably bet against. I mean, we thought before the year it would be a 2-horse race between the Eagles and the Cowboys. And if that were the case, I'd still feel pretty confident. But with what we've seen from your guy, Jaden Daniels, down there, that is a scary element added to this division now with Washington.
So that means right now you would expect Washington to win the division?
Right now, that would be my pick, yeah. I mean, I've been incredibly impressed by what Jaden Daniels has done. That offense is playing at a really high level. I think Dan Quinn's done a really good job kind of setting the culture there. And right now, I think considering the way these other teams have played, Dallas and the Eagles, I think Washington's got to be the favorite.
So as you look at what's coming out of this bye week here, Cleveland, Giants, Bengals, Jaguars, maybe not what you thought before the season. I don't mean you, Tom, but like someone like me that thought Cleveland would be pretty good, Cincinnati would be Super Bowl contender. The Jaguars are winless. The Giants are pretty terrible, I still think. So I think all of a sudden, post-bye week, if guys are healthy, we could have a totally different narrative here as they head to that Week 10 tilt at Dallas. Is that something that's on your mind in terms of this opportunity coming out of that bye week?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's something that if you're looking at the positive side of it, that's why you'd be positive, is this schedule coming out of the bye. But, I mean, they got to go at least 3-1 in the next 4 games here, because you go 2-2, you're 4-4, then you have a difficult part of the schedule where you go to Dallas and a few of those divisional games that are tougher than they seem before the year. So, yeah, I think the Eagles really need to come out of this bye on fire and at least win 3 out of these next 4.
Tom, thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Tom.
We appreciate you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, be good. Let's talk about the club pulling up the rear right now. And that's a team that is doing so despite looking better the last couple of weeks. The New York Giants. Ryan Dunleavy joins us as we blitz the East on Grant and Danny, the New York Post. Ryan, they beat Cleveland after narrowly missing out on a chance to beat Washington down a kicker. Then they've got the Cowboys in primetime, had a golden chance to win but didn't. What's the temperature on the 1-3 Giants as they get ready for the Seahawks?
They're not terrible, right? I mean, they're not terrible. Temperature is like, if that makes sense. The Giants are.
We're familiar with that.
We know down here, Ryan,
for a long time.
Yeah, the Giants are not as terrible as some people thought, including myself, coming into the season. But they're certainly not anywhere near a playoff caliber team. It just looks like a team that's going to sputter along to 6-5 win season. And that'll turn up the pressure on Brian Daboll. It'll turn up the pressure on Joe Shane as you get there and you see how it looks like. I mean, they're not scoring, which is driving the fans crazy, driving people inside the building crazy, because the big thing after last year was to find a way to up the points, and they're averaging 15 points a game and just kicked 5 field goals on the Cowboys. And they could tell you all they want that it's about red zone struggles, but when you're kicking a 50-yard field goal, you aren't exactly in the red zone.
So, Ryan, this is probably a tough question to answer, and I'm sure it's hard to quantify, but I got a buddy who's a Giants fan who texted me something along the lines of what you just said, and he's livid. He's furious, and I can relate to this as a longtime Washington fan. He's like, we're not terrible enough to be terrible so that no one can hide and everybody gets let go and they stop pretending Daniel Jones is the thing, but they're also not good enough to be good. They're in the worst possible place where everybody can excuse things away and have things like you just said. They go, it's red zone struggles, and maybe convince ownership that they deserve more shots at this thing. I wonder, A, how common is that sentiment, and B, your thoughts?
I think that's where they've been for 5 years, right? They've been picking 6th or 10th or 4th or 12th, or they're in that no man's land where they can't break through and become a competitive team, and they aren't picking number one, or the year they had the number two pick, they used it on Saquon Barkley, so who's no longer here, obviously. So, no, I mean, they are kind of in no man's land. I mean, they obviously wanted to replace Daniel Jones this past offseason, preferably with Jaden Daniels or Drake May, and they weren't able to trade up and get him. And Malik Nabers looks phenomenal, but who's going to be throwing him the ball in the long term? It's not going to be Daniel Jones. So, and this doesn't look like a quarterback deep draft. So they're going to have a big question at the most important position going into next season, and that's not where anybody wants to be in the fourth year of a regime.
You mentioned Malik Nabers. I just don't think a wide receiver can win the Rookie of the Year award over a good quarterback. We saw last year with Puka Nacua breaking records and still losing out C.J. Stroud, who was amazing for a rookie, but just kind of pretty good statistically for a quarterback normally, when Nacua had 100 catches and 1,500 yards and still didn't win it. So Nabers might be the biggest threat to Daniels, but I can't see him beating Daniels out if Daniels plays at this level. But how about 10 for 127 against Washington, 12 for 115 against the Cowboys? He had 2 touchdowns against the Browns. I mean, he's been ridiculous. He's on pace for 1 catch shy of the NFL record right now.
Yeah, something like over 200 targets, too. He's in the concussion protocol right now, so we don't know if he'll be able to play on this Sunday, and that's really the only thing that's going to slow him down, honestly, is a potential injury. He's tremendous in every regard, the separation, the leaping ability, his hands, I mean, every regard has been tremendous. And you're right, I don't know that a receiver can beat a quarterback if they both play well. I think in a year where all the quarterbacks were average or whatnot, it could happen. But, I mean, what Jaden Daniels is doing is incredible, and I think it probably Brian Daboll's best case to make to ownership or the fans is like, hey, the whole world saw on Hard Knocks, I loved this guy. So, like, let me find my next Jaden Daniels.
Ryan, really appreciate the time, man. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, be good. That's Ryan Dunleavy, covers the Giants for the New York Post. And that is how we blitz the East.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.